Hello and welcome to the Hypnosis and NLP podcast, the podcast that teaches you how to tap into the power of your mind to improve your life. My name is Donald Curry. I'm a registered psychotherapist, master hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, and hypnosis instructor. Today's episode is focused on finding inner balance. Finding balance is not an easy task. How can you meet your own needs while also keeping up with the rest of life? Today's episode will guide you in developing awareness and understanding of what your mind, body, and emotions need in order to develop inner balance, and how this newly found inner balance can assist you in creating a balanced life externally. I'm glad that you're here, and I hope that you find this podcast inspiring and that it sparks within you the motivation to make your life better. Are you enjoying these hypnosis programs and would you like more? Visit my web store at www.hypnosis.media. In the store, you'll find over 40 programs designed to assist you with a variety of problems and concerns. My latest program, Healing Your Inner Child Meditation, is available now. This program focuses on building a feeling of calm and security for the inner child, as well as developing the ability to nurture this innermost part in the ways that it needs. Enter the code HYPNOSIS at checkout for a 15% discount. In these modern times, it is so important to find balance. When you're in balance, you experience something referred to as homeostasis. In simple terms, when you're in homeostasis, all parts of your internal environment are kept stable and in balance, as your system was meant to be. When we have imbalances in either the mind or the body or the emotions, it causes an imbalance within the entire system. This can lead to feeling tired, stressed, difficulty focusing and concentrating, sleep problems, lifestyle and relationship issues, addictions, fears, overreacting to situations emotionally, or in worst-case scenarios, illness. In order to reach homeostasis, we need to be aware of what is happening within. And with the awareness of what is happening within, then you must work to bring all of your parts into balance. Balance is not something that we find externally. Rather, balance is something that we need to develop internally. You are made up of more than just your physical body. You also have a mind and emotions, and each of these systems plays a crucial role in your well-being. Your mind stores all of your belief systems, all of your mental programming, your thought patterns, habits and behaviors. It is through this programming of the mind that you can function in your day-to-day life. Your emotional body is the storehouse of your emotions, and this can affect your mood and your attitude. When emotions such as sadness, fear, anger, guilt, or shame are present for extended periods of time, this can take you out of balance. Your physical body is the vehicle for you to experience this basic reality of life. It is your solid foundation. Your physical body directly reflects your mental and your emotional states. If an individual is experiencing stress or worry, then the body reacts by releasing a complex cocktail of hormones and chemicals, such as cortisol or adrenaline. Because the mind and the body and the emotions are connected, what we think and feel affects the body. What we put into the body also affects the emotions and how we think. When you are not giving one of these parts of yourself what it needs, you can begin to move out of balance. This is why it is so important to be aware of what we need mentally, emotionally, and physically for our well-being. By taking responsibility of yourself and your wellness and nurturing each of these levels of your being, you can achieve and maintain balance for life. As a result of the knowledge and insight that you will receive from this hypnosis program, you'll be better able to choose a appropriate actions to bring yourself into greater balance. Are you ready to relax and let go so you can develop an awareness of the mind, of the body, and of the emotions, these different levels of your system, so that you can become aware what each of these parts of you needs, and so that you can begin making changes to provide these different levels of your being what they need? Good. Then let's begin. Find a place where you can relax and let go for this next little while. Get your body in the most comfortable position for you. And when you're ready, go ahead and close your eyes. And begin to breathe. Slowly and deeply. Really slowing down. Taking this time to get in touch with yourself. Just turning off from the world outside. The hustle and the bustle of the day. Just giving yourself this moment. This moment in time to go inwardly. And just begin by focusing on your body. Just scanning your body with your awareness. And just noticing any area that's carrying tension or tightness. And just focus on releasing that tension. Perhaps breathing relaxation into that part so that it catches up and becomes as relaxed as the rest of you. Or maybe you wish to imagine a color, your favorite color, a relaxing color, moving into that space. And imagining that color dissolving away that tension. And you can continue to allow yourself to experience increasing relaxation with each moment that passes. And imagine a blanket of your favorite color beginning to move up your body, starting at the very tips of your toes. And as that blanket moves up your toes, all the muscles in your toes relax. The blanket moves up your feet, to your ankles, and your feet and your ankles relax. And the blanket moves upwards over your calves, and your calves relax. to your knees. Your knees relaxing now. And the blanket slowly moves up your legs, relaxing your upper legs and your hips. The blanket moves up, caressing your abdomen. Your chest, as you feel the abdomen and the chest relaxing. And your back relaxes as well. And your arms relax as the blanket moves over your fingers, your wrists, forearms, elbow, and upper arm. And your shoulders relax as this blanket touches them. And the blanket stops at your shoulders, but the relaxation continues. The relaxation moves up your neck, relaxing your neck, your jaw, your face, your eyes, and your scalp. Every part of you touched by this relaxation. Enjoy this feeling and allow it to continue to grow. It's possible for you to relax even more, that there's a level of relaxation that is below this level of relaxation that you're at now. And as I count from 10 to 1, with every number, let yourself relax more and more. When I reach the count of 10, you will be at your natural level of relaxation. Starting now at 10. Nine. Eight. Deeper and deeper relaxed. Seven. Six. Fire. Four, relaxing more and more. Three. Two. And one. Relaxing. Moving into perfect harmony. And in this relaxed and focused state of awareness, we're going to begin focusing on different aspects of yourself. The body, the mind, and the emotions. And as you focus your awareness on each of these different aspects of yourself, I will ask you a series of questions that you can answer from deep within, allowing the answers to come from deep within, and accepting the information that you are given. Begin to direct your awareness to your physical body. How is the current state of your physical body? What does your physical body require the most from you at this time? What changes in your life do you need to make to give this to your physical body? What will the result of this change be for your physical body? And can you commit to this change? Honoring your physical body, taking a moment and thanking it for everything that it does for you. Your physical body allows you to live and to love on this planet at this time. So honor it. And let's begin to turn your attention to your emotions, the emotional body. And just notice the current state of your emotional body. What does your emotional body require from you at this time? What changes in your life do you need to make to give this to your emotional body? What changes in your life do you need to make to give this to your emotional body? What will the result of this change be? Can you commit to making this change? Now take a moment and honor your emotions. Honor your emotions, for they are a good thing, an amazing thing. Your emotions are signals. Your emotions are always working to communicate with you. So thank your emotions. Thank your emotional body for all of the hard work that it does for you. And let's begin to direct your awareness to your mind, or the mental aspect of self, and just notice what the current state of your mind is. Is it clear and calm? Or is there worry or thoughts that are present? What does your mental self require from you at this time? What changes in your life do you need to make to give this to your mind? What will the result of this change be for your mind? Can you commit to making this change? Now consider these different aspects that make up who you are: the mind, the body, the emotions, and taking what you just learned about what each of these different aspects of self need and require the most at this time. Imagine being able to provide each of these parts, each of these aspects of self, with what they need the most. Providing the physical body with what it needs most at this time. Providing the emotions what they need and require the most at this time. And providing the mind with what it needs most at this time. And imagine being able to bring these various aspects of self together. Bringing it together, creating this positive image of you in the future. Doing all of these things for you. Noticing this combined, more balanced you. And really noticing what that will look like, sound like, and feel like for you. Notice what this new balance will enable you to accomplish on a daily basis. Notice everything that changes as a result of making these changes. And notice all of the changes that happened in thought, feeling, and behavior that takes you into this new, more balanced you. Step into this image and allow it to merge with your entire being. Allow it to be absorbed into every cell of your body. Installing this into the bones and the muscles and the cells and the tissues, the organs, the glands, absorbing it into the blood, the nerves. This new image of balance and well-being. Really taking it in. And even after you emerge from relaxation, in just a little while, your unconscious mind will be highly attuned to the needs of the mind, the body, and the emotions. And quite automatically, you can begin providing these parts what they need on a day-to-day basis. And over time, it's important to recognize that our needs change. So in future times and places, as needed and required, you can give yourself permission to become aware of those needs and adjust accordingly. And every time from this moment forwards that you look at, hear, or touch water, it reminds you to nurture your mind, your body, and your emotions in the ways that they need. Honor yourself for taking these few moments today to improve yourself. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 10. And as I count from 1 to 10, emerge from relaxation. And when I reach the count of 10, you can open your eyes and return to full waking consciousness. Starting now at 1, emerging from relaxation, 2, 3, coming up now, 4, 5, 6, feeling revitalized, re-energized, and refreshed. 7, 8, coming up. 9, and 10, eyes wide open, back in the room, back in the here and the now, fully awake, fully refreshed in every way, and feeling better than you have in a long, long time. Welcome back. With this new insight and understanding about what the mind, body, and emotions need and require from you, make the commitment to give each of these parts what it needs on a daily basis. And as you do that, and as you create that inner balance, you'll begin to experience yourself showing up in your life in an entirely new way. Thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope that you found this episode inspiring and informative. If you would like more information about hypnosis, visit my personal website, at www.donaldcurry.com. If you're interested in becoming a hypnotist or hypnotherapist so that you can help others, visit the Mind Institute at www.mindinstitute.online. Take care and be well until next time.
Thank you.